A panel of regulators from Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts voted today to put a three-year moratorium on the commercial fishery for northern shrimp, also known as Maine shrimp. As Fred Bever reports, Maine's representatives at the meeting in Portland wanted some type of season preserved, but they were outnumbered.
The decision came after Katie Drew, a scientist with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, told the panel there was virtually no chance the shrimp would bounce back from depleted levels before 2022 and might never recover. Above all, she says, the Gulf of Maine has warmed to the limits of the shrimp's reproductive capacity.
The warmer the waters, the less baby shrimp you have the next year. And so we've had a lot of warm waters, and so we're just not getting enough baby shrimp into the population. And in addition, a lot of things like to eat northern shrimp.
Predators such as red hake, spiny dogfish, and squid, which are growing more abundant in some parts of the Gulf. The pressure they are putting on shrimp is a growing problem, even though another top predator, humans, haven't been in the picture since 2014. Historically, the commercial shrimp fishery, which started in December, has been dominated by boats from Maine, but it's been closed for four consecutive years. Panel member Mike Armstrong, assistant director in the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries, says the regulators should bow to reality, and he proposed the three-year closure.
The stock will not grow, and it might decline. That's where we're at. And so it's my belief we're saving people pain. And I also believe that fishermen want to hear the bad news as soon as possible. They have business plans, and I think it's irresponsible to string them along.
This is fisheries management, but part of it feels like it's mismanagement.
Steve Train is a fourth-generation Maine fisherman based in Long Island. He lobsters now, but he has fished for shrimp too, and he's the non-voting chairman of what's called the Northern Shrimp Section of the Federal Commission.
So in my opinion, we should have been trying to at least craft some sort of small-scale fishery that would allow shrimp that are going to die of old age to be caught. And instead, we're just throwing in the towel for 3 years.
The commissioner of Maine's Department of Marine Resources, Patrick Kelleher, feels much the same. He voted against the three-year moratorium, but was outvoted by the representatives from Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Kelleher says he has concerns about the data that are available now, noting that fishermen believe they are seeing signs of a rebound in northern shrimp abundance. He's calling for further research that includes data surveys by commercial fishermen.
And the industry has zero confidence. I don't like managing a species when I can't talk to a fisherman and 100% of them tell me, we don't believe in it because of the way it's being conducted, and trying to get some confidence back into the industry with some changes in the survey and potentially going to a commercial platform would be a real benefit.
And Kelleher pushed his colleagues to take an entirely new look at the fishery with an emphasis on the role that climate change is playing in the species' fate, a proposal the other members agreed to.
What gives me hope is that we'll finally take climate change into consideration, and then we'll figure out if there are different management strategies to move forward with. This is all about the sensitivity of the Gulf of Maine. We see all of these invasive species coming in. We're seeing a loss of a native stock now. It just means that we need to do more and more work associated to all of our fisheries as it relates to a changing environment.
The panel also agreed to keep open the option of revisiting the shrimp fisheries closure before 2022, should evidence emerge of a significant change in the species population. Meanwhile, the 300 or so Maine-based boats that last were licensed in the fishery will have to keep their shrimp nets at home and pursue other species. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.